This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root coming to you from the Dr. Seuss Safe Zone in Las Vegas, Nevada. Can you imagine the kind of mentally ill people we're dealing with in the Democrat Party? Crazy, mentally ill people who hate America, hate white people, hate straight people, hate males, hate conservatives, hate capitalists, the sickest people, the most hateful, evil people I've ever seen in my entire life. You should see the information that's passing through my desk on the hatred of white people by the Democrat Party. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen that's going on in this country. And I think the biggest, as a matter of fact, let me not segue away from that. Let me dig into that for a minute. Because here's the story in the UK Daily Mail right now. Disgusted parents say schools are bombarding their kids with anti-white, anti-racist agendas. A woke offensive has taken the nation's schools by storm in the aftermath of the fallout, but instead of the intended purpose of solving racial inequities, it's irritated parents of all persuasions. In interviews with the Daily Mail, parents say they've been overwhelmed by education reformers seeking to impose anti-racist agendas on American schools. They describe the efforts as well-intentioned but rushed, condescending, insulting, poorly timed, coming during a global pandemic when most families are just trying to get by. It's a whole cottage industry right now, a whole lot really fast that even a good-hearted liberal like me has trouble digesting, said a Manhattan mother who was recently mandated to sign on to a 90-minute anti-racist Zoom seminar for a preteen daughter's school. This stuff is intense. They actually told us the most dangerous place for a black person to live is in a white person's imagination. And they told us that was a truth. They're presupposing uniform white aggression. My thought was, please don't say that to my child. My daughter's imagination is not dangerous. And then they've got, here's the list of the eight white identities. There is a regime of whiteness. There are, remember, I'm the guy who wrote Angry White Male back 5 years ago. Can you imagine how the world has changed? I was an angry white male back 5 years ago. Not in any way. That book didn't have one inch, not one sentence, not one word of hatred towards black people or people of color or any minority or anything else. All that book was saying, enough. Stop attacking white males. Of course I'm an angry white male. I've never heard such crap in my life. I'm a son of a butcher. I came from nothing. And no one gave me anything, ever. No one ever gave me a break because I'm white. I fought for every break. You have no idea what a battle my life has been to get to where I am. And I'm not going to ever apologize for any of it. I'm not going to ever be guilty about any of it. I have no white safe self-hatred. That's what my book was about. That was 5 years ago. It's so much worse now. It's scary. Here's what they're giving out to our kids, the eight white identities. There is a regime of whiteness and there are action-oriented white identities. People who identify with whiteness are one of these. It's about time we build an ethnography of whiteness, whatever the F that means. What's an ethnography? I went to Ivy League Columbia University. In my entire life, I've never heard the word ethnography, nor do I give a damn about the word. I don't even want to look it up. It's a stupid word that makes you feel intelligent and smarter. And smug and elitist and better than the rest of us. That's all that word means. Nobody uses that word in the real world. Ethnography of whiteness, since white people have been the ones writing about and governing others. So here are the eight white identities. Number one, white supremacist. It's funny, I'm Jewish. I don't think I could be a white supremacist. Number two, white voyeurism. Wouldn't challenge a white supremacist. Desires non-whiteness because it's interesting and pleasurable. Seeks to control the consumption and appropriation of non-whiteness. Fascination with black culture. Number three, white privilege. Number four, white benefit. Number five, white confessional. Number six, white critical. Number seven, white traitor. And number eight, white abolitionist. This stuff's funny because we just look at it and go, you're a mentally ill crackpot. You're all mentally ill nut jobs. And you hate yourselves. Joe Borelli, a New York City councilman who serves on the Education Committee, says he's been flooded about the woke movement in schools and noted many parents are seeing it for the first time because their children are taking classes from home. See, the kids are being brainwashed all along. That's why I wrote Angry White Male 5 years ago. But now they're taking the assignments home or they're in the house and they're doing it at home in front of mom and dad. So everyone's realizing their kids are being brainwashed. When parents are listening to the background noise of their sons or daughters' education, they hear firsthand what's happening in the classroom, he told the Daily Mail. The public will be shocked at how little focus City Hall has on making schools better rather than making schools part of some woke utopia. Their mission is to right the wrongs of an education system they decry as institutionally racist. Wow. It's just unbelievable. There's a tremendous backlash, he says. It's a battle that's going to be fought district by district, school by school. There are, unfortunately, people who don't want to accept or see the reality and will fight everything. A Portland principal was branded a BLM Marxist by angry parents after she claimed the education system is built on a system of oppression and white supremacy. In New York City, a high school principal sent parents a survey asking them to reflect where they land on the 8-point scale of whiteness from white supremacist to white abolitionist. The exclusive Dalton School in Manhattan is mired in controversy after an 8-page memo of staff's anti-racist demands was leaked, proposing sweeping changes to staff training and curriculum. In San Francisco, the school board voted to strike the names of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln, and dozens of other historical figures from the district's institutions deemed to have ties to racism or have dishonorable legacies. This whole woke movement is horrible for society, argues public school parent Carrie Letke of Ann Arbor, Michigan, where a high school English department chair recently challenged the whiteness of Shakespeare and supported efforts to replace him. Why are we constantly focused on race, 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 race? Color, 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 she said. Everyone's open to be receptive, but they're jamming it down our throats in the worst way. See, I was here ahead of all of you. I'm proud I wrote Angry White Male. It's time to get angry. It's time to slam down the doors. It's time for revolution. These people want to kill us. These people hate us. These people are evil. These people want me to hate my whiteness. I've never heard anything so racist in my life. I'm not against you. Why do you hate me? If you don't hate yourself for being black, why should I hate myself for being white? This is insanity. I'm not against you, but you're definitely against us. It's just ridiculous. This is all about, everything's about social justice, racism, and gender-neutral bathrooms, and transgenders, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of turning on the TV, and every show I like is filled with everybody is transgender or gay. Men are tonguing men, women are tonguing women, the whole thing is disgusting, and everyone I know agrees with me. You can't watch TV anymore and not see it. It's enough to make you want to vomit. And oh, by the way, I've never had a problem with an interracial couple, but do I have to turn on the TV and every couple is an interracial marriage or interracial dating? What, you don't think this is stuffing down people's throats? Your ideas in Hollywood of what it's supposed to, life is supposed to look like in America? I have no problem with an interracial relationship. You're black, someone's white, you want to date? Go get it. You want to have sex? Go get it. I'm a libertarian. But I've never, come on, I've watched TV, I'm 59 years old. I've watched TV for 50 years. I've never seen TV where everyone's gay, everyone's transsexual, everyone's in a throuple, everyone who dates is interracial relationship. You don't think it starts to be obvious that you're stuffing it down our throat? That liberals and communists in Hollywood are trying to brainwash us? Because I have no problem with interracials. I have no problem with gay. But I don't want to turn on the TV and everything I see is that. This is embarrassing. This is ridiculous. And everyone on TV is a person of color. Guess what? The country is still 70% white. So why should everyone on TV be a person of color? You watch 911, what's that show called? 911 Lone Star. And it's someone's black, someone's Muslim, someone's gay, someone's transsexual. Did you ever join a fire department? Everyone's Muslim, gay, transsexual? It's ridiculous. That's not what life looks like. Everyone isn't transsexual. Every woman doesn't want a penis, and every man doesn't want a vagina. I'm sorry. And I've never seen a Muslim fireman before with the Muslim hat on her head, whatever the hell you call it. I don't really care what you call it. I couldn't care less. I'm not against you. I'm not you. I'm not going to wear your hat, your Muslim hat that covers your face. That's not a fireman. A female Muslim fireman. I have to see that on TV because Hollywood thinks that's supposed to be what firemen look like. It's ridiculous. People are laughing at you. People are shutting off the TV. Nobody is watching the Grammys, the Emmys, the this, the that, the Academy Awards. Nobody's watching any of it. More people watched Trump's speech the other day at CPAC on television than watched whatever the big award show was on the other night. I think it was the Grammys. Nobody even watched them. Whatever was on, nobody watched it. See, I don't even know what was on. But when we get back, I got more juicy stuff than what I started with. Much more juicy than the brainwashing of America. Because I ask a question. At what point do we admit that Democrats are committing murder upon the American people? Forget about brainwashing. How about murder? They're murdering us. I'll have proof when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Trump Rules is my book, and it is a big one. It was a big bestseller across the country in November and December, and I'm hoping to get it back up again because I turned out to be right with his speech at CPAC. Over the weekend, Trump is back bigger than ever before, and his shadow is dominating the Republican Party. He will be the leader moving into the future. He will be the kingmaker. He may very well be the presidential candidate in 2024. Even Mitt Romney says if he wants it, it's his by a landslide. And so everything I said turned out to be true. Anybody who believed that Trump was done and finished, stick a knife in him. You were all wrong. Trump rules proved it. I know this man better than anybody in the world. I know him better than anybody knows him except maybe himself. Maybe himself. And I knew he'd be back bigger and better than ever before, and I was right again. And I'm telling you, this book can change your life. It is a business book. It is not a political book. It's the winner's guide to business and personal success. It's the top 10 Trump rules that will change your life. When you see them, you'll go, holy crap, I never thought about it that way. I can use every one of these rules. Go to Barnes & Noble or BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com and get a copy of Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn Root. Okay, so at what point do we all admit Democrats are committing murder upon the American people? Let me give you four examples. Number one, Governor Cuomo and four other Democrat governors sent thousands and thousands of old people back into nursing homes. So while they were blaming Trump and calling him a murderer and blaming him for 500,000 COVID deaths, which is the most exaggerated figure in the history of mankind, by the way, they are the reason for the high COVID deaths. They're the reason that people are dead. They sent old people into nursing homes to kill them. And you know why? I never even thought about this. Somebody sent me an email overnight. You know why the nursing homes were happy to accept them and didn't say anything? Because if the people were 90 years old and they're going to die anyway, and they wind up dying of COVID in the hospital gets a $39,000 bonus. But if you send them to the nursing home and they're on death's door and they're only there a week or a day or an hour and they die, you get a $39,000 bonus at the nursing home. So the nursing homes loved it when the Democrat governors sent the old dying people back to the nursing homes because they got $39,000 bonuses. Cuomo and the Democrat governors, I'm sorry, are murderers. There's number one. Number two, why do we have supposedly 500,000 dead of COVID? There aren't 500,000 dead. If a person had cancer, they called it COVID. If they had heart disease, they called it COVID. If they have a car accident, they called it COVID. If it was a gunshot, they called it COVID. But that's not the point. Whatever the real number is, 100,000 dead, 200,000 dead, 150,000 dead, whatever the real non-exaggerated number is, certainly lots of people have died of COVID, mostly very, very old, very weak people, a lot of them with dementia. Better be careful, Joe Biden. Holy crap, Joe Biden is mentally, he's like the people in the nursing home slumped in the wheelchair with dementia, dribbling on themselves, wearing diapers. All those people were attacked by COVID and they died. Because once you have dementia, evidently it just kills your whole immune system. You're just a dead person. You're sitting there with your mouth hanging open and you're dribbling on yourself. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But once COVID gets you in that state, you're done. Well, that's the state Biden's in. Biden doesn't know what day it is today. One of my favorite fans, Colonel Joe, retired colonel from the U.S. Army, just emailed me and said, every day you should say, today is Wednesday. I'm Wayne Root. Today's Wednesday. Another day that Joe Biden doesn't know what day it is. And he's right. So God forbid he gets COVID. Forget it. He's not there anymore. His immune system's gone. And his brain's gone. But why did so many people die of COVID when in other countries they didn't? Hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. Everybody knew it. Vladimir Zelenko. Vladimir Zelenko knew it. He came on my show, 10 times already to tell everyone that almost every single patient he treated that had COVID got better in a matter of hours with hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus CPAC. And my buddy was here today filming. I was doing some videos, and he filmed for me, and my buddy's a brilliant TV videographer, and he's from Yugoslavia. He said, in Yugoslavia, everybody's got hydroxychloroquine. And they all know if you get sick with COVID, you take it, and you're better in a matter of hours. In every country in the world that has much lower death rates than America, they blame Trump. Trump wrote up hydroxychloroquine. Democrats let people die. They convinced you it didn't work. So there's the second way they're murderers. The third way is they're leaving the border open, and they're letting all these people come into America. And it doesn't matter that most of them are probably relatively nice. They're all illegal, but forget that. Let's assume most are nice. If five of them murdered your child, my child, American children, rape them, murder them, assault them, carjack them, home invade them, what if thousands out of millions murder American citizens? That means Democrats let thousands in to murder us. And last but not least, in the middle of a pandemic, they're just dropping off thousands of illegals, many with positive COVID tests, into Texas at bus stations, in Brownsville, in El Paso. They just drop off thousands of new people. It's all over the news. And a lot of them have tested positive for COVID in the middle of a pandemic. They're the ones, they're going to kill us. They're worried about COVID Democrats, but they're giving COVID people entree to our world.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is agreeing to modify the income threshold for $1,400 relief checks. Under the new framework, individuals who make under $80,000 and couples who make under $160,000 will qualify. Regarding the entire bill, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, tells Fox News the bill is too big.
It is a wildly out of proportion response to where the country is at the moment. The vaccines are going out, the economies are opening up.
A 15-year-old boy accused of shooting a classmate in Arkansas is being charged as an adult. Police say he targeted another 15-year-old at their junior high on Monday, opening fire in the hallway. The victim is in serious condition. The Dow losing 121 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne, Allen, Roof. By the way, the sponsor of this, Energized Health, and Energized Health is an amazing company because they're not an advertiser. They're actually a part of my life now, and they've changed my life, and that's an amazing thing to say. You know, I'm a lot thinner. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, what they call visceral fat. So it's not fat outside your body. I was never a fat person. But I had fat in my body. Everyone does. I mean, the skinniest guy I know is Andrew Paul, my producer. And Andrew lost 38 pounds of inner body fat on the same Energized Health program as I've been on. He lost 38 pounds of fat. I lost 25 pounds of fat. And, of course, we're still on it. That's just your opening salvo. That's the first 88 days. And then there's 100 days, and then after that, you kind of loosen up a little bit with the whole program, much looser and not as intense, and you could just do it for the rest of your life, and I will do it for the rest of my life because I never want to go back to having that 25 pounds of fat inside me. So it's kind of amazing, and I really am very thankful for them. They've probably extended my life, and they've probably made me a hell of a lot healthier. And so every day that's left of my life, it will be a better life because of Energized Health. Thank you, Energized Health. Contact them now. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health. Ask for them. Speak to the owners. They will tell you that they get more calls with Wayne Root than any other show out there. And don't take my word for how great they are. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Call them now and get 40% off when you mention I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. 40% off. Call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. 88.95, 40% off when you mention WAR, energizedhealth.com. We've got our guest here. Him and I have a lot of fun repartee whenever he comes on. Josh Manning, he is the senior news editor at westernjournal.com, one of the most popular conservative websites in the United States of America. Massive traffic, all the most popular stories at westernjournal.com. Go check them out now, westernjournal.com. Josh, welcome to the show.
Wayne, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm just embarrassed that I'm white. I hate myself because I'm white. I'm guilt-ridden because I'm white. I just wish I was black and gay and transsexual. I wish I had a vagina. This whole thing has gone so out of control. It's insane. I'm supposed to hate myself.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier today, and, like, there is nothing about me that, like, naturally occurring, my color, hair color, whatever, none of that I'm proud of, and none that I'm ashamed of. I don't understand the concept of being proud of something that just happened to you, or being ashamed of something that just happened to you. And if you're ashamed of it, I mean, to me, that looks like a sign of somebody who has a mental illness or something. If you're ashamed of something, right, you don't have any control over, that's not healthy.
Well, I think more than ashamed is a mental illness. I think if you hate yourself and you are self-destructive and you want to open the borders and let everybody in to punish and ruin and change America because you're mad that there's too many white people, and to make up for your guilt, you got to let in everyone in the world who wants to come in, and all of them will bankrupt the country and ruin the inner cities and ruin the suburbs like inner cities have been ruined and commit crimes that eventually kill your children. I'd say that person is really mentally ill, and that's what's going on in America today. It's filled with mentally ill people.
Yeah, that's the weird thing in all of this, right, Wayne, is that there are so many better ways to do the things that they're saying they want to do. You know, we're conservatives. We're pro-immigrant. What we want is legal immigration. It turns out when you do legal immigration, you can check for criminal histories. You can do a COVID test, Wayne. Can you imagine that? Testing immigrants to make sure they're not bringing COVID. You can do that. There are all sorts of things you can do. We also think that this insane $1.9 trillion plan, that there are much cheaper ways to do that. And in fact, we could just make transfer payments to people across the United States, and they would make infinitely more money than they will through this ridiculous, enormous, giant bill that's going to give a bunch of people money who don't need it and not going to help the people who do need it. And now, I mean, look at how they're trying to bail out the states. Have you seen this? The states that are getting the most bailout money are the ones who shut down. They're the ones who shot themselves in the face repeatedly. We warned them not to do it. We told them this is going to be so destructive. Don't do this. They did it anyway. They called us a bunch of hateful bigots, and we were fine with people dying and those things. And now they want us to bail them out. There's nothing normal about this. There used to be normal political discourse in this country, Wayne. It has gone by the wayside. It doesn't exist anymore.
Right. No, it's sick. And it's, look, the states that committed Harry Caray, committed suicide, that were, their governors were suicide bombers, New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, New Jersey, Massachusetts, those are all the most deep blue states, and their people are bankrupt. Their people's businesses are ruined. The restaurant owners are ruined. There's nowhere to eat because there are no restaurants open. It's a tragedy, but they're handing them billions and billions of dollars. But here's the thing. That money is just going to all the tax money that they didn't get from all those people whose lives they ruined, but it's not going to the people.
No,
people won't get it. Josh, there's no restaurant owner that's getting that money to make themselves whole. It's just the state that's getting it, so they ruin their lives, but they don't get the money. The ruiners of your life get the money. It's very sick stuff, no question about it.
Let me tell you the saddest thing. I had a sad thing happen to me today. I was interviewing long distance. We were doing an interview via Google Hangout, so I could see her. She could see me as a young woman who was applying for a job with us, applying for a job on my team. And she was so disheartened and so dispirited and looked so tired, and she was so frustrated. And we were trying to figure out exactly what's going on with this girl. And she told us, you know, look, I'm in New Mexico. The entire state is shut down. I don't know what to do. I'm working at Sam's Club right now. Now, she's applying for a job that requires talent and insight and technical skill. And, like, you can't just do the job she was applying for with us. She's got the skills to do it. She's applying to us. She's working in the cafe at Sam's Club because there are no other jobs in New Mexico. The entire state is shut down. And Wayne, it's needless. And there was this look in her eyes that was just, it was almost hopeless. It was almost hopeless. She was trying to figure out, how do I get out of this state? And I think at one point she said, if I can just get out of this state. That is such, I mean, who in the world would have thought it would be like that in America in the 21st century? I mean, this is the kind of stuff you would hear from people who are in the Dust Bowl headed west. You know, I've got to get out of this place.
Well, here's my question, Josh. Let me ask a question. So that state, all the people collectively, let's say they lost, I don't know, $3 billion worth of income. Okay, and they can never make it back. And then all of a sudden, the federal government, through this new giveaway, hands the state of New Mexico $3 billion. And like I said, it's not going to go to the people. It's not going to go to the people who lost their jobs. It won't go to the people who lost their restaurants. It won't go to the people who lost their small business. Where does the $3 billion go? It just fills the coffers of the government. That's it. So how does that help the people in any way, shape, or form?
Well, it doesn't. All it does is grow the government, which is sort of the goal with all of this. You know, Wayne, I've done this exercise two or three times. You can go and you can look at everything, the whole entitlement budget for the federal government, and then you can divide that by the number of people in the country who are under the poverty line. And this is people, not households. If you did that, if you took all the money that we give to transfer payments and gave it to those people, you would come out to about, each person would get a check for about $40,000 per year. That's every person under the poverty line. It's not every household, it's every person. So if you took what we spend on entitlements, and I'm not counting Social Security in there, if you took what we spend on entitlements, $40,000, so if you've got a single mother of four, that's five people in a household, that's $200,000. That's how much we're being taxed. And these bureaucrats and leftists tax us, and they say, oh, well, don't you want to help the poor? We're going to help you help the poor. And it's the biggest lie ever. They don't help the poor. They give them barely enough to get by on, and then they pocket the rest and grow their own bureaucracy to try to screw over life for the rest of us. It's horrible.
It's terrible, and what's happening at the border is terrible, and I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, I feel like Paul Revere. I was there long before anyone else in the country.
Yeah.
Screaming that if they elected Biden, they would let in all the illegals in the whole world and legalize everyone who's already here. And it's even worse than I ever imagined what he's doing. And he's letting them in with COVID. It's so bizarre, the dichotomy of saying today that the states that are opening, like Texas, are Neanderthal.
They're Neanderthal.
They've
got to
close
yeah.
those businesses up. But he's letting in people with COVID, illegal aliens with COVID. He's going to get us all diseased. He's going to get the pandemic started up again while he's saying we have no right to open anyone's business. This is insanity squared.
Well, you, I mean, Wayne, I agree with you completely. And you look at where these disease outbreaks come from. Look at where disease is coming back in California. It's coming back in the homeless camps. It's coming back in the areas that have just become notorious for homelessness. Where did COVID come from? It came from China. Where did SARS come from? It came from China. Where did the swine flu mutation come from? It came from China. The left is responsible for this stuff. And it's not like conservatives are perfect. We're not. We mess up too. But we're just a heck of a lot less bad than the left.
Well, we're not trying to destroy the country. I mean, I blame conservatives for A, being weak-willed cowards who let this all happen, and B, I blame them for being bribed and going along with a lot of it, and C, I believe they're out for themselves just like every other Democrat politician is out for themselves. So there's honesty for you. But the one thing conservatives aren't, we're not suicide bombers. I don't know any conservative politicians who say, I hate white people because I'm white and I'm guilty and I want to ruin every white person in America. That's what Democrats think all day long. They really do believe that kind of stuff. And that's not what Republicans believe in, so at least we don't go that far. But there are plenty of problems in the GOP. Agreed. Hey, Josh, stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Lots more important stories to go over that are on the cover of WesternJournal.com. Today's most popular stories, WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, Senior News Editor. I am Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. The Root, the Root's on fire. Lots more exciting news up next. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you written a book?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. We love our Liberty Health Share. I've had that insurance now, personally, for this my sixth year, and I figured out I've saved somewhere between $120,000 and $200,000. That's just in premiums. That's not even including in the times I've been to the doctor and they've paid for it. Just in premiums. That's all I can absolutely say I've saved. I can't figure out all the rest. Who knows what Aetna would have paid versus what they would have paid. But I did have a $10,000 deductible before, and now I have a deductible of $2,000 versus $10,000, right? And the co-pays are lower. Everything's better. And I'm paying a lot less. It's kind of amazing. So I've saved between $120,000, let's say $120,000 and $175,000. It's a very reasonable, credible number. It might even be as high as $200,000, but let's say $120,000 to $175,000 over the last 6 years. You know, and so would you like to look in your bank account and see you have an extra $120,000 to $175,000? And Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. Not $1.2 million, $1.2 billion in claims. So they're the real thing. Find out more about your health sharing options. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing. 855-58-LIBERTY. Recommended and endorsed by Wayne Root. 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Okay, we're back with Josh Manning. So, Josh, you know, I made a comment before you came on the show that, you know, I've always hated when liberals, you know, Trump's a murderer, Trump's a, everything he did, they blamed on, everything that happened under Trump, they blamed on him, COVID deaths, his fault, right? It was Cuomo's fault, but they blamed it on Trump. I don't like blaming politicians for murder, but I must blame them in some cases for murder. If you are willing to drop off thousands of illegals at Texas bus stations and you don't even care that a lot of them have COVID in the middle of a pandemic, and people wind up dying from this, isn't that murder? Isn't that purposeful manslaughter?
I don't know what it is. Well, I would say it's another day in the White House if you've got a Democrat in there. That's what it seems to be, or another day in, you know, It's funny. They are very good at shipping people different places and making them sick. You know, Cuomo did a great job shipping old people into nursing homes, killed a bunch of people there. Biden's doing a great job importing sick people. You know, COVID is supposed to be the scourge of our time. It's the thing that shut the entire country down. And we're just ushering in people who've got this is craziness.
It is. And I also think it's also, again, you know, arguably, do you ever ask a politician, you ever charge him with murder? I don't know. But arguably, how many hundreds of thousands of people died of COVID? Their claim is 500, but I think that number is grossly inflated. I think you'll agree with me on that, right? Grossly inflated?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. But whatever the number is, let's say it's 100,000. Maybe it's 200,000. Whatever the number is, how many of them would have lived if they had taken hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, except Democrats discredited it? They discredited it because Trump mentioned it, but it, all over the world, my buddy was here today filming a video for me, and his family lives in Yugoslavia, and he said everyone in Yugoslavia has at home a stock of hydroxychloroquine. And they all know that if you get COVID and you take hydroxychloroquine, you get over it in a matter of hours. Everybody knows that, so nobody's worried in Yugoslavia about hydroxychloroquine or vaccines. They've all got hydroxychloroquine. They're not worried about COVID. How did we screw up this country that we let Democrats convince people? Doesn't work because Trump's an idiot. They're wrong. It works. And Trump was right.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. You know, we do a lot of social media work, and so we're very sensitive to fact checks. You know, the fact checkers love to target people like us. And I have just wondered how many of the fact checkers have gone back and admitted they were totally wrong about the fact checks on hydroxychloroquine. Because, you know, they love, when Trump was pushing hydroxychloroquine, they loved fact checking him on that. Then it comes out months later, oh, hey, turns out hydroxychloroquine is useful. But did they go back and fact check themselves? I doubt it. You know, Wayne, I think I told you this. We live down sort of halfway. We're in Phoenix. We're reasonably close to the border. And the last time we were down, we brought some hydroxychloroquine back, but they would only let us bring one package each. And I told them, hey, I want to bring some back for my parents. And they said, well, no, you used to be able to. But now the government has said, since people are using it for something other than malaria, you can't bring more than one back. And, Wayne, all I know is there were a lot of people with a bunch of pills in their boots coming back that day.
Of course. I'm laughing because I think it's, you think of drug addicts and drug mules and drug dealers. And, you know, a guy like me, I've never done a drug in my life. I never sold drugs. But I'd be at the border and I have like 10,000 hydroxychloroquine pills stuffed in my underwear. It's like, it's a joke. It's ridiculous. You're making us into drug dealers. How ridiculous.
No, I met a woman down there. I met a woman down there who she was stuffing it in her undergarment. it's just that the government turns people into criminals.
Criminals.
Sad.
Right. Yep. Hydroxychloroquine works. It is a fact. By the way, it's the studies show countries that used it have it. I think it was a 78 or an 87. I can't remember which one. Let's just say a lot of people lived in other countries that would have died in America because we don't use hydroxychloroquine. I think it's a 78% reduced death rate, but it might have been an 87% reduced death rate. It was that high. Gigantic number. So it's just crazy that people, Democrats, let people die to fit their narrative. And they also killed the economy and bankrupted people in order to defeat Trump. Now they're giving them all back, giving those governments back the money with this gigantic bailout. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, always great having you on.
Thank you, Wayne.
God bless. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.